It's MKFM, joined this afternoon by Laura Dove, a community outreach officer at the MK Museum. Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. First of all, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your role at the MK Museum, community outreach officer. What do you do?
Yeah, so my role is really to reach out to different communities, especially underrepresented communities within our museum demographic. I manage relationships with our partners who are Living Archive, City Discovery Centre and Arts and Heritage Alliance. But really, for anyone who maybe hasn't been to Milton Keynes Museum before, we tell the story of Milton Keynes before the arrival of the new city. So if you haven't been before, it's a really fantastic, immersive opportunity to go back in time. And the bit that I really love about it is that you can touch everything in the museum. So normally, that's not usual, right?
Yeah, like, right.
You're not allowed to touch things. So it's a paradise for like kids who just want to like explore and really get to like understand things. I can tell you a bit more about the actual project if you'd like.
Yes, primarily we're talking today about the Museum for a New City project. Perhaps you could tell us what the project is first of all.
Yeah, so it's because I said like the museum tells the story before the new city. Now, Museum for a New City is to capture the contemporary story of Milton Keynes, but still keeping the same energy as the rest of the museum. So we have two new galleries that have been funded by Milton Keynes Council, and this project is funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. So we're working with the community to tell this new story, and where we need people's help is to understand what people want to see in this gallery. And so the project breaks down into six sections, which I can explain a little bit more if you'd like.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so we've got six sections, and the first one is the beginning. So it talks really about the concept of where Milton Keynes came from. We look into the history, we're looking at people like Jock Campbell, and we have an interactive quiz where you can learn about him and other pioneers of Milton Keynes from the Development Corporation. So we really need people here to help us evaluating the panels and the language and looking into how to present his family ties to enslavement. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of topics. What we're really looking to do is really engage members of the public in dialogue, in conversation, gathering feedback, just to help what we already have in our gallery space and just make it better. So we have a few objects, but we really want to improve upon them. And then we've got some parts of the gallery that are really blank canvas and we need to create areas of it. So it's really exciting, and it's quite it's like the first project really that we've done like this where we're engaging the community so much in the development of the space. So yeah,
interesting as well that as a museum you don't know yet how this is going to look when it's finished.
Yeah, no, we don't. We have ideas, but it's kind of it's really a pilot in that respect. Like we're trying things out, we're trying different ideas out, seeing how it goes. So after the beginning, you can kind of move around the space. You have plans on paper. During February half term, we explored the grid through play. So we had people like Little City come along and host like a mini city. We did Lego activities and we did a lot of work with kids to get them to understand the grid through play and just finding a way to share this with young people as well. We have a model of Central Milton Keynes, and we're going to transform that so that we'll have a panel of buttons. People can press a button and a building will light up. And then we need people to help us get content for the screen, like ideas for what could be displayed on that screen, which leads me to mention actually that that's kind of an area we're focusing on at the moment. And we do have an event on the 27th of April from 11 till 2. And this is where we've partnered with City Discovery Centre. So they're running a pop-up, which is all about the model. Tickets can be purchased in advance on the day, or if you already have an annual pass, then the event is included as part of that as well.
So this model is Milton Keynes when it was founded, or is it Milton Keynes now?
No, yes. So this is a bit. So we've got the beginning and plans on paper that are really the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the model is from the early 2000s.
Okay. Cool.
So the hockey stadium's still there, but also you've got Xscape, and so yeah, it's more of a modern one.
Okay.
And then the three other areas that we're looking at are green spaces, because Milton Keynes boasts an amazing array of green spaces. And I recently found out that Milton Keynes has 22 million trees, and I just find that mind-blowing. So, yeah, it's like thanks to the Parks Trust, obviously, that we have these really well-kept spaces, which is like something to be really proud of, I think, in comparison to some other cities.
Yeah.
So we're working with Tim Searle, who's an animator, and he's working on the concept of bringing the outdoors inside. So we want to kind of create our own mini green space within the gallery. So that's something that we're working on at the moment. We're going to have a timeline going around the gallery to bring awareness of what was happening in the UK and across the globe at the time that different things were happening. So in regard to like technology, fashion, music, newsreels. So we're getting people there to get involved with the 70s and kind of give their input on what was going on in the world at the time. And then finally, we have the people's story. So we've got a little shelter called the Wiki Pavilion. And this is currently in our gallery. It was part of Milton Keynes's Archivopia. So it's a pop-up structure that can be disassembled and reassembled across the city. But we're partnered with Living Archive on this, and they're interviewing 80 people across Milton Keynes to capture their story. So this is a space where we're going to tell the people's story of Milton Keynes. So in a nutshell, that is what's happening.
Wow. I mean, it sounds absolutely fascinating. And I imagine it's going to be very exciting seeing all of this come together over the next few months. How can people get involved?
Yeah, so community is a really large part of this project. And so for most people, they can attend our drop-in sessions with City Discovery Centre. And then audiences will have the chance to engage with the project and see the contemporary gallery full of life. So as I've mentioned before, the next drop-in's on the 27th of April. And we are going to be having them in May and July and August too, surrounding our other exhibition themes. So that's one way. Otherwise, we're looking to widen our participation and visitor demographic. So we want to make sure that our displays represent a Milton Keynesian from every background, and they symbolize the joint identity of Milton Keynes. Mm. So we're particularly interested in working with people who identify as LGBTQ+, people from the African diaspora and the Wolverton Pakistani communities, because those are people who are underrepresented in our museum demographic at the moment. So we want to make sure that their contributions count. And we've partnered with Arts and Heritage Alliance to run skill shops for people who fall within these groups. So they'll have the opportunity to learn heritage skills such as storytelling, podcasts, collections, cultural practice. And as I mentioned, Living Archive are conducting interviews. So anyone who's looking to tell their Milton Keynes story, we are doing filmed oral heritage history recordings. So anyone who'd like to tell their story, please come forward to us. And I can give you my email so that people know where to go.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
communityoutreach@mkmuseum.org.uk. And you can also go on our website just to keep up to date with the different things that are happening. We have a section of the website specifically for this project.
It sounds like you're very busy. I imagine this is going to be a busy year.
Yeah, like just trying to deconstruct everything that I needed to tell you today was a job in itself.
Yeah, I feel like you've done a very good job of explaining it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Like I say, definitely looking forward to watching it all sort of come together. When do you think this will be finished? Do you know yet?
Yeah, so the project actually ends at the end of this year.
Okay.
And so that's when we're hoping to have an opening of the space and kind of, celebrate what we've put together. But it is an evolving space. So some parts of it might be temporary and then they're going to be kind of reconstructed later. But we will have something happening.
Amazing. Well, we look forward to that.
At the end of the year, ideally. Yeah.
And in the meantime, if anyone wants to contribute, of course they can. And we'll post that email address on our website as well so people can find it. But it sounds absolutely fascinating. And Laura, thank you for filling us in on it. We wish you all the best of luck with the project.
Thank you. And can I tell you a few things that are happening at the museum just generally over the next
few months? Of course. Please do. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. So we have a history festival on the 11th and 12th of May. And we have a Victorian weekend on the 8th and 9th of June. So those are some really big events that we hold annually. They're on Facebook at the moment. And again, on our website is all of this information about all the different events we have. In regards to this project, we're going to be popping up in Wolverton Library on the 9th, 12th and 23rd of April. So we're doing kind of like bringing museum to the people, and we're going to have like handling boxes so people can come and see different objects. And then in June, we'll be at Dean's Hanger Pride and Wolverton Family Fun Day. We have stall spaces there. I think that's everything.
But once
you pay for your ticket, it's free all year. So it's pay once and visit free all year.
Loads that people can get involved with.
So much.
Laura Dove is Community Outreach Officer at Milton Keynes Museum. Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.